Chapter 3. The Needs of the Huntsville School. From letter written November 2, 1904. Dear brethren and sisters, I would call your special attention to the needs of the Huntsville School. This school is on a farm of over 300 acres, which was purchased by the General Conference and given to the work for the colored people of the South. This school farm is to be made a representation of what can be done to help the colored people. It was in the providence of God that the Huntsville School Farm was purchased. It is in a good locality. Near it, there are large nurseries, and in these nurseries, some of the students have worked during the summer to earn money to pay their expense at the Huntsville School. Those for whom these students have worked give them a high recommendation, saying that they have accomplished more than an equal number of other hands. The Huntsville School greatly needs additional buildings. It ought to be fitted up for the accommodation of 100 students to be trained as teachers of their own race. A small building in which the students can be taught to care for the sick should be put up near the school and conveniences furnished. The students are to be carefully disciplined. They are to be given a thorough education, an education that will fit them to teach others. As soon as possible, they are to be prepared for service. The young men who attend school should be taught how to put up buildings and how to cultivate the soil. At present, white teachers can take part in the work of this school, educating and training the students. But soon it will be impossible for them to do this. Let us make earnest efforts to help this school to act its part now, while the way is still open. At present, there are no outside opposing influences to hinder its progress. I now ask you to give of your means for the Huntsville School. Facilities are needed there. Things about the institution are at loose ends and should be put in proper order that the school may be a credit to the cause it represents. I present this matter to you, my brethren and sisters, and I ask you to do what you can for the advancement of the work that a few faithful laborers are trying to do for the colored race. This work has been greatly retarded by neglect, and because means sufficient to supply its needs have not been provided. I ask you, my brethren and sisters, to do your best. By willing liberality, let us prepare the way for the laborers in the South to do a work of mercy for this people. I urge you, in the name of the Lord, to do something, and do it now. I pray that God will open your hearts and help you to do justice to the needs of the work for the colored people.